I'm reading fanfiction in my pajamas when I hear a nightmarish sound. The emergency alarm. Pulling an oxygen mask out of the nearest wall panel, I sprint to the helm with my heart in my throat. There's a glowing red message on the screen, which reads, "Asteroid collision imminent. Automatic trajectory adjustment failed. Engage manual control." I'm abruptly filled with complete and utter fear. The guidance system has crashed. I need to take manual control, otherwise we're going to be hit by an asteroid within the next few minutes. For what must be the millionth time, I wish that Dad was here to help. I try to calm down, taking slow, steady breaths as I tell myself that I'm brave enough and strong enough to do this. And even if that's not true, I have no choice but to do it anyway. There's no time to panic, no time to do anything except go. My attention narrows. This is something I've practiced. I've been in simulations using force propulsion to minutely adjust the course of the ship since I could count. Dad trained me to operate the emergency program in case there was a problem that he couldn't take control of himself. He joked that if there was ever an emergency before 7 a.m., I would have to deal with it, because he wasn't giving up his lion. I do exactly what I've practiced in the simulations, and use the joystick to line up the thrusters with the propulsion metrics on the screen. The Infinity is traveling too fast to slow down much, but a minute adjustment of direction is all that's needed to make sure the asteroid misses us, if only by an arm's length. I check and agree to the trajectory angle calculated by the computer, and initiate the adjustment. I watch the screen, waiting. Outside the ship, precious fuel is being used to shoot nanoparticles into space. The force of the blast into the vacuum of space will turn the ship and change the trajectory. Or, at least, it's supposed to. I have no idea if it's working. If, for some reason, the propulsion thrusters don't work, or they respond too slowly, we could fly right into the asteroid. I just have to hold on and hope the ship can move in time. Minutes pass. Eventually, when I've long since started to brace myself for bad news or a horrific explosion, the alarm dies down, and the screen clears. Collision avoided. I sigh in relief. By the time the asteroid nears the Infinity, our course will have been adjusted just enough that we narrowly pass each other. I run to the nearest porthole to watch, hopping from foot to foot. It's coming too close, impossibly close. Glimmers of metal catch the light in the rough, uneven surface of the rock. Its shadow reaches me first, passing over the porthole and casting me into darkness as the asteroid approaches. For a second, I think that the computer must have calculated the angles wrong. It looks like the asteroid is flying directly at the Infinity. It's going to crash straight into the fragile hull of my ship, crushing everything in its path. It's going to destroy me. It's going to... Every single muscle in my body tenses in panic, a tight knot spreading from my neck down my spine as I brace for the impact. I watch, wide-eyed, as the asteroid flies past the bulkhead in a graceful swoop. There is no explosion. No crush of metal as the ship disintegrates against the rock. Instead, there's a wonderful silence as the side of the asteroid fills the porthole for two heartbeats. There's enough time for me to see craters in the dull brown rock, marks left from millions of years of impacts. The breath leaves my lungs without me noticing. Then the asteroid is gone, disappearing in the wake of the ship, falling off into deep space once more. I throw my head back and spin in a circle, overwhelmed with joy. I did it! I managed to control my worrying long enough to get the job done. I knew what to do, and I did it! It's only when the asteroid is a speck in the darkness, hidden among the bright stars, that I realize I've developed a raging headache.